This podcast is presented by Healthy Cells Magazine. Pick up your free copy of Healthy Cells Magazine at any magazine rack, featuring Tim Eipel from Thrivent Financial.
You're listening to Central Illinois Weekend with Lindsay Romano.
Well, of course, we were talking about winter skin, and before the break, we were talking about dry skin and some of the things you see there and how people often neglect their skin and forget that it is the largest organ you have. But one of the things that's really scary is skin cancer. We were talking about how people neglect their skin or they take it for granted, frankly, but I don't think they realize the dangers that are involved. Do you think skin cancer, it's not as serious as other cancers? And that's not true.
Correct. Basal cell and squamous cell are not as serious as many of the other cancers. Actually, basal cell carcinoma is the leading cause of cancer, bar none.
Mm-hmm.
But melanoma can. Melanoma can kill you. And the current rate of melanoma is 1 in 50 individuals.
And that's a scary rate.
That's really high.
That's very high.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the cause of that? I mean, you know, we always talk about like sun exposure and things like that, but what is the cause of that?
The thing is, we know that sun has
a negative effect.
Correct.
Yeah.
And we know it plays a role. The problem is it's not a primary role in the sense that we can't say, okay, this much sun and this is what mm-hmm. you know you're going to get. In some people, just a little bit of sun can play a positive role and a really, really negative impact. And in other people, they can get a lot of sun and have no impact.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not a direct relationship. But we know by research and we know by what we see, the sun plays a role in cancer. Decrease your sun exposure, and you do decrease your risk of all three types of skin cancer.
Yeah, but again, only decrease, and that's why it's really important to get these things checked. Because,
correct.
You know, just putting on your sunscreen and, you know, having protective clothing or anything like that is not going to be the only way to really protect yourself. You do have to get that checked.
Correct.
Do people often, I never think about it. I never think about kind of looking over my skin, my body, and saying, oh, well, that looks unusual from the last time. I never think about it. Do people do that?
They do. I mean, it's more when there's a good history of skin cancer in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the media has been awesome in bringing this to light. So more and more younger people are mm-hmm. coming out and saying, you know, I want a full skin exam. But see, skin cancer and stamping out skin cancer is my love.
Yeah.
That's my passion. And so we offer skin exams to everybody.
Because it really is, it's preventable.
Correct.
In many cases. And also, whenever it's found early, completely treatable.
Correct.
And that's
sometimes 100%.
And there's no excuse. There's
correct.
Just no excuse when
correct.
We, you know, whenever it's completely treatable.
Mm-hmm.
So let me start this. If I came in and let's say I had a spot I was concerned about, maybe an area of my skin, maybe a mole. You know, that maybe had changed in some way. Kind of walk me through the process a little bit.
Well, basically, we normally ask you if you want a full skin exam, unless you're a fit in into a really tight schedule and, you know, that's the only thing you're worried about. But we generally push for full skin exams.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. And we don't have any special equipment. Sometimes people will think we have special equipment, but we use our eyes and our hands to mm-hmm. kind of feel the skin from basically your face down to your toes. And
mm-hmm.
yes, we check in between the toes and the bottom of the feet because that's where skin cancers can also occur. And so anything that we kind of feel might be a little atypical, we might follow it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's truly atypical or very suspicious, we'll schedule a biopsy or even an excision.
Uh-huh. And is that something that's painful? I mean, is that something people should be, I mean, is that kind of cause anxiety for people?
Our procedures are so minimal. And actually, me and the two nurse practitioners that work for me, we're very, very diligent about trying to anesthetize people as gently as possible.
Yeah.
I've got a good track record.
I bet you do. What other services do you offer?
We do offer, basically, there's two of us there that are fully medical.
Mm-hmm.
We love to take care of acne and psoriasis and eczema, every kind of medical skincare need.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes skin cancer. And then there's one of my nurse practitioners who loves the cosmetic end, and she's very good at it. So she does Juvederm and Botox and chemical peels and different types of chemical peels. Some are more aggressive and some are less aggressive,
mm-hmm.
depending on the needs of the patient. and what their, you know, ultimate goal is.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, like you said, there are two sides. I think some TV, we mentioned acne, and that really is a medical thing. I mean,
it is
something that, you know, just does require medical treatment. It's not a cosmetic thing. Well, I know that we talked about the move, and we talked about your office, and I know we talked about some of the things you offer, but I did not know you also do, like, the cosmetic as well. So that's nice that you have that option for the patients as well.
It is. We also do laser.
Uh-huh.
So we do hair removal laser and skin rejuvenation laser. But, you know, we never really want to be known as a primary cosmetic dermatology mm-hmm. office. But we do want people to know that it's safe to get the services by us because we know how to deal with it.
That's the important point. You don't want to, you know, there's so many times you hear about these Botox parties or something awful like that. And you go to people who are not really qualified and don't understand the skin. Again, it is an organ.
Right.
Would you go to your hairstylist to get, a kidney transplant?
Right.
No. Whenever we were in the break talking a little bit about how you, part of your job is really not just treating the skin, but also a little bit of psychology as well, which is really, luckily, I mean, with the staff of 11, you can really spend plenty of time with patients. But tell me a little bit about that, what that means.
You know, stress affects the skin so greatly. I mean, there's seriously not any skin condition that stress does not adversely affect.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not living...
I'm in trouble.
Oh my gosh. We all are. Because we're living in a time when we're highly stressed.
Yes.
We really push ourselves past the limit most of the time. And it's really important to get to know those factors in people. People love when you know what's going on in their lives when they come in for their follow-ups.
Yeah.
Because they are people.
Yeah.
They're not just a number. And the other thing, too, is if you can offer them some suggestions on how to deal with that stress or at least notice that, it at least helps them to understand that, okay, well, I can't control what's going on mm-hmm. in my life, but maybe I can do some things that can help my skin.
Well, if people want to learn more, again, you can go to BabbageSkincare.com. You guys offer a number of great services. And, of course, you know, if you've never had your skin checked and do a full body check, get it scheduled. The same thing as going to the dentist or any
Please.
Kind of maintenance. Do it. Because
yes.
like Deborah said, skin cancer is completely treatable. So, you know, might as well catch it early.
Correct.
Right? So definitely check them out at BabbageSkincare.com or you can give them a call at 876-6891. And until June, you're
90.
Located. Oh, 90, excuse me. 876-6890. Now, until June, you're located where again?
We're at 304 West Hay Street, and that is attached to DMH Hospital.
Oh, perfect. Well, definitely check them out. And Deborah, thank you so much for coming in to
thank
talk
you.
To me about skincare, and especially this time of year.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And we'll be back with more Central Illinois Weekend.